I'm going to again to spend most of my time on Hosea, chapter 6, and then touch a bit on how the publican and the tax collector in the our Lord's parable sort of embodies a lot of the teaching of the gospel. The text we have here is one is in the prophet Hosea has two lines that are used by the New Testament. So we'll come to them as we look at this text. This chapter 6 is a response to what the prophet had been saying in chapter 5. It starts, "Come, let us return to the Lord." Well, we've seen already that the idea of repentance in Hebrew is expressed by the idea of return. Let us return to the Lord. It is He who has rent, but He will heal us. He has struck us, but will bind our wounds. He will revive us after 2 days. On the third day, He will raise us up to live in His presence. Now, in the New Testament, several places, we read He was raised up on the third day according to the Scriptures. And people say, well, what Scripture? Most likely, this one. Ah, but this is talking about Israel. Of course. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, all Israel rose. And all through Israel, through the whole world, was offered life, new life, eternal life. And so, these lines describe Jesus, who was rent and struck for our sins. And on the third day, He was raised up to live before God. Israel rose on that day, and this prophecy was fulfilled. Then he moves on. Let us know. Let us strive to know the Lord. Now, what can that mean? This key now for both sections of the prophecy that we, the passage that we're looking at. To know God, to know the Lord, means to perceive Him and to acknowledge His rights. You can't do one without the other. The word in English that would cover what I'm trying to say, but it's not nearly as beautiful a word, is recognize. We're walking down the street and I say, oh, look, I think that's Joe over there. I recognize Joe. I perceive him. He comes a little closer. Yeah, that really is Joe. Another way, I'm doing 65 in a 25-mile zone, and the policeman calls me over. And I say, officer, I recognize your authority. I know your authority. Jeremiah has this line when he's talking to Josiah's son, who had a big building program. And he said, your father took care of the poor and defended the widow and lived in a simple house. Is not this to know me, says the Lord? Now, this opens up such a vast world for us, doesn't it? We want to experience God, then obey Him. There's, you know, there's the new age is trying hard to get to know God, but on its own terms, and not accepting God's word for who He is. So there's a risk that they'll have sort of strive for a mystical experience in the jacuzzi, you know, just not really. You want to know God, you have to obey Him. And the reward is to really perceive Him, to know Him. And that perception, that knowledge is, you know, as this Origen says, commenting on this word know, is to experience. Or, as the first letter of John says, if we claim to know God and don't keep his commandments, we're liars. You can't perceive God if you don't obey him. That's that. And so you see, he's saying here, let us know. Let us strive to know the Lord. Obey him. Experience him. Be overwhelmed by his mercy. Come to know him. So that obedience becomes more and more a joy. Let us know the Lord. As certain as the dawn is his coming. He will come. We seek him. He's as regular. You can rely on him like you can rely on the dawn. There's no maybe if we turn to God. No maybe. He will be there. And his judgment shines forth like the light of day. He will come to us like the rain, like spring rain that waters the earth. You know, people who live in a desert world, you know, when the rain comes, you can almost feel the earth being consoled. You know, it's dry, it's hot, and then the rain comes, and it consoles the earth. And so, that's the image. This is a promise now. Huh? Now, what can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? And now we come into a new word, translated here, your piety, your hesed, is like a morning cloud. Now, hesed is another one of these words that's got, you know, it's like trying to carry an elephant in a wheelbarrow, you know. I mean, it's a huge word. If you try to sum it up, it means enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. Enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. But not just to God, to one another. Covenant binds us to one another, not just to God. Read it. You shall not carry hatred of your brother in your heart. Bingo, right there in Leviticus. And so, you see, what can I do? Your hesed, like a morning cloud. You know, in the morning there's a cloud. By 9 o'clock, it's gone. That's like your hesed. Like the dew that dries up the minute the sun comes out. What kind of hesed is that? Where's this enthusiasm? Your loyalty, your desire, you know, to respond to me. We praise God all the time for his hesed, right? Give thanks to the Lord for he is good, for his love is without end, or whatever, how we translate. That's his hesed. That's the word there in the text, hesed. A lot of times we translate it mercy, because he's enthusiastic about keeping the covenant, and he promised to forgive. So it's his hesed. He's there. This is the reason I smote them through the prophets and slew them by the words of my mouth. For it is hesed that I desire, not sacrifice. Knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. You see how the word of the Lord sums it up? This is the word of the Lord today. I want you to be enthusiastic. You know, yield to my spirit. Who is the new covenant in your heart? Yield. Be enthusiastic today. You know, I'm beginning to think that best word to describe the Holy Spirit is infinite enthusiasm. He's always in love, always moving, always. You know, hot dog, I can get out of bed early and pray. That's the Holy Spirit. And so you see, it's hesed that I desire, not sacrifice. This is what the Lord, remember, this is why I'm quoting it. This is in the discussion with the Pharisees. And knowledge of God. Knowledge of God. How does it work? You know, all day long, there are these tiny little movements of the Holy Spirit. All day long. How many of them do we actually obey and yield to? That's knowledge of God. And it leads to transforming knowledge of God, experiencing God, knowing God. That's the word of the Lord today for us, I think. You see, I desire, hesed, and I desire knowledge of God. They're more important than sacrifice and burnt offerings and giving up candy. That's a good idea too. But you see, this is what I'm after. And the Lord quotes this text. You know, he who is the very word of God himself, he quotes this text. This is what I'm after. Now, let's look. Every day, almost every hour or minute in the day, we are tempted to sin against Hesed. Either we're disobeying God, or we're not paying attention to God, or we're avoiding Him by turning on the radio, or I don't know what. You know, to avoid that. But we do it to each other. We do it to each other. How many non-Hesed thoughts and emotions go through you every day? Anger, bitterness, judgmentalness, every day. Non-Hesed impulses, right? And it'll probably happen, hopefully, in a reduced number until we die. The person who never had them at all was Our Lady. Imagine that. But if we're not realistic about these things and bring them to the cross, you see, they'll dominate our life. And we'll be Mr. Non-Hesed. Smiling all the time. Very nice guy, you know. But inside, full of dead men's bones. Because we're not bringing these impulses, these judgments, these angers, these bitternesses to the cross of Christ. To the power of the Holy Spirit, the enthusiasm of the Holy Spirit. Because that kind of Hesed then brings about, because that's acknowledging God's authority, isn't it? And that's knowledge of God. And that brings about experiential, deep, living knowledge of God. That's where He wants to bring us. That's why He turns us from sin. That's why He speaks to us all day, to bring us there. And the example, well, it's, you know, in the gospel today, we got two guys going to pray. And as the text says, you know, whoops. The first guy spoke this prayer to himself. Very interesting. Our Lord tells this story. He's praying to himself. The other guy, all he says was, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." That's Hesed. That's relating to God.